Bienvenidos, everybody, to the 5050 Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando sobre algo que viene, algo que no podemos evadir, y eso es el señorismo. Is it an age? Is it a state of mind? Is it all of the above? Todo eso vamos a hablar. All this and more.
Coming up.
Bienvenidos to the 5050, donde hablamos un poquito así and a little bit like that. Es nuestra cultura. It's in Spanglish. You get the gesture. You get the whole gist of it. Once again, this is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Como dijimos un poquito en la introducción, cuando hablamos del señorismo, el señorismo is a heavy topic.
It is. It's a touchy subject.
Es algo que la gente como que...
As a woman, like, you're not supposed to ask women, right? Their age.
Right.
Pero pues, whatever. Let's embrace it.
You're totally okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
No sé por qué, pero like, I don't know if it's, I know that it's not just, esto is not just a Mexican thing. Like, you know, I've seen it con los gringos también, you know, when they say like, oh, Mr. Johnston, it's like, dude, Mr. Johnston is my father. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, like Nemo.
Like Nemo, ándale. You know, there's been like this whole push de que don't age me. Mm-hmm. Right, they want to keep the youth, and I get it. Youth is cool, you know, ser joven, ser libre, ser todo eso. There's nothing bad with it, pero como que tú y yo, we are kind of okay with the idea of getting older.
I want to say I am.
You
kind of, yo siempre like miro a señoras así, even señores, you know, like with their canas and stuff. Yo quiero canas. Like, I would like a cana, and then, but people always tell me, like, oh, yeah, that's what you say now, but once you get a cana, like, you're not gonna want one. Pero I think, I would like to think, and I've been saying this for a couple years now, que cuando me salgan canas, I'm gonna be okay.
You're gonna, like, be okay with that.
I love to see women with their white hair, like, men with their, like, pepper, you know, what is it called?
Sazonado con sal?
No. Like their peppery heads, you know, that they have kind of like gray and black hair.
Oh, like mixed. The Just for Men commercials.
Uh-huh.
Andale.
I think that's cute.
I've always, you know, I've always kind of been into the whole older age thing.
Dude, cuando salió tu primera cana, when you started teaching, I was so into it.
Yeah, man.
I still am. I love to see your gray hair.
Ya me están saliendo más.
I know.
And the more I teach, the more salen. And with this year, me van a salir como otras 15 de perdida,
verdes,
you know?
Verdes te van a salir.
Y verdes me van a salir because está medio nuts todo eso. So this is something when it comes to age, we've always kind of been okay with the idea of getting older. Now, I remember that when we talked about, you know, because we talked about aging before here in this podcast. It's not necessarily a new topic. Pero at first, we were talking about how, you know, I remember when we did the podcast of 21, what it was like being 21.
Oh, and, yeah, that's right.
And kind of how that was like a whole shift in perspective, you know, because.
Yeah, but like we didn't feel ready for it.
We did not feel ready for it. We've been podcasting for like 2 years now. ¿Sabías?
Dang.
I know. And when we talked about, you know, primeramente eso, when we turned 21, we were like, oh, Simon, you know, so this is what adulting like. Órale, órale. And then I remember that in that same timeline, there's the podcast. We had an episode dedicated to how nobody knows how to adult.
How we're faking it.
Everybody's faking how to adult. So it's not like when I talk about señorismo, ¿verdad? No es como que estoy hablando sobre, oh, you've reached a certain level. Like, oh, yeah, llegaste to your maximum capacity of achievingness, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Because if we've noticed anything, especially with COVID-19, is that nobody really does know how to adult. Pero señorismo, what is it then? What would you describe it? I think I would describe it more like a state of mind type of deal.
Oh, yeah. I think like it's just like the way you carry yourself.
Ándale.
You know, como puedes ver mujeres que dices, that's a señora.
That's a señora.
Like it's a, I don't know.
Is it like a proper thing? Like a dapper thing?
To me, it is. To me, it's like, you know, I don't think being called señora is a bad thing. I think doña is I wouldn't want to be called Doña.
Which is weird because like Doña usually has this high level of respect. Kind of like with Don, right? Like Don Juan, Don okay, Carlos, see. Doña Ricarda. You know what I mean? Like
Don sounds like, I guess, more classy.
I think when you've heard Doña.
Doña.
I think the tone in Doña that you've been used to has never really been a.
No, porque yo nomás, yo cuando pienso en Doña, pienso en tortillas, you know? Because we,
Doña
we
Lupe.
Eat Doña Lupe tortillas. So, and then, you know, like, when I remember when I was younger, I didn't like people calling my mom Doña. Mm. You know, I was like, no, that's just, to me, it's not okay. It just sounds way, no sé, like older mm-hmm. than señora.
Yeah, it definitely is. Every Doña that I've called Doña is older.
Doñita's cute, but it's like, still, I prefer señora. Like, señora has a class to me.
See, señora. So it's more of a classy feel versus Doña straight up age. Like, yeah. Sí. Si antes dice Doña es porque ya estás avanzada en tus años. Entonces,
I would slap someone if they called me that.
What if you were like finally an old lady though? Like,
señora.
Even if you're 80?
Yes.
Ah, come on.
Señorita.
We know Doñas who we call Doña and it's not bad.
No, pero pues ellas son del rancho and they're okay with it.
I guess that's true. I guess that is the thing about it. So what we're talking about is de que estamos haciendo embrace el señorismo. Well, we're okay with it, you know? And this is kind of like our cinco puntos de que our five signs que dan entender that, you know, we're pretty much there. And if these five signs apply to you.
But this is totally tailored to you and I.
It is tailored to you and I. Pero si hay gente que nos está escuchando ahorita and they have these five signs también, chances are they might be reaching or entering their señorismo también. Y sabes qué? We'll tell you the same thing we're telling ourselves. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Hold my hand.
You're going to be fine. So number one, I think that one clear thing de que estás entrando en tu señorismo es de que todo te duele. Yeah. Todo te truena, todo te hace ache, parece tu cuerpo parece matraca cuando te levantas en la mañana, truene y truene.
What happened?
Ay, no sé.
Like you hear it, right? Like you hear it. You know, like most of my friends, well, are around my age, if not a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, my friend who is a little bit older than my age, she's like, all of a sudden your bones hurt. And I was like, well, you know, I'm like maybe 4 years younger than her.
Yeah.
But I'm there and I'm 28. I'm not even 30 yet. I'm 28 and
you're really holding on to that. Like, oh, I'm
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
I'm okay. Pero sí noté que like my knees. One thing one day I was like, I think I crouched down to like pick up something or from the floor, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just heard my knees like.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, it's happening.
You know,
it's happening.
I've always kind of been able to like pop like my ankles and pop my knuckles y todo eso. Pero si de que me truene un body part just because of motion, like
just because it functions.
Yeah, like I think it wasn't until like 1 year, 2 years ago that I was playing volleyball.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, like I jumped, like I must have jumped at least 4 feet up in the air.
Oh, see.
You know, to like spike this ball, like acá a todo velocidad.
Beach volleyball.
Y it was coming, right? Like, so I jump and I'm going to spike it. Y cuando hago land, lo más oye like a. like un trueno. Like it wasn't even like a crack. It was like a. Like, oh my God. And I felt it in my knee, dude. Like in my left knee. And for those who don't know, I already have issues with this left knee since I was a kid. Like I had this rare disease apparently where it stopped growing. It didn't want to like, it got infected somehow. Long story short, it needed surgery. So my left knee has always been kind of like the bad knee. ¿Verdad?
Yeah.
And my right knee is not any better because I tore my ACL when I was, you know, riding motorcycles. Let's just say I have bad knees. Okay. I have bad knees.
But this is like. Todo lo que le hiciste a tu cuerpo in your early 20s, maybe 18, 19.
Andale.
Are now resurfacing into something you never addressed or something that you brushed off. Right?
Oh, yeah, because I completely brushed off physical therapy. Everyone was like, they were like, oh, you're going to need physical therapy. And I'm like, okay, how much is that? It's like, oh, that's X amount of money. I'm like, Sasuke, no, I don't have the money
like,
for it.
And now it's like, because, you know, I'm a massage therapist. So there's people that I see and they tell me, no, que les duele. And I ask him, pues, you know, ¿te caíste? Did you roll your ankle? Did you do this? Y siempre es como que, Pues mira, hace como unos 5 años o 6 años haciendo eso, haciendo aquello, me pasó esto, and now they're aging, so their bodies are now, you know, ¿cómo se dice? Like reliving the pain, I guess, because it can no longer regenerate to keep going as it used to be. And I mean, it's happened to me too. Yo también una vez me caí, and I knew it, man. I was probably like 23, and I was like, again, I dove for the ball when we were playing volleyball. Volleyball is very extreme.
Volleyball is an extreme sport.
And I hurt my knee. And I remember thinking to myself, this is going to be the moment, like down the line, that I'm going to say, like, that one day when I was 23, that I dove for the ball, I hurt my knee. And I do now that I, a veces cuando hago train con, my foot, sorry. when I have been training with Jael, I did, what did we do? I think it was a lunge, dude. It wasn't even something hard.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I could tell that my left knee was like not okay.
It was not vibing.
It was not okay. And I was like, oh heck, you know.
So it that's basically like a, like, como digo, like a clear sign. Though básicamente sí. Todo lo que tú hiciste neglect tu cuerpo en los 20s y los 18s, like there comes an age. Y cada quien le pega diferente. Para mí fue like 29 y a 30 cuando mi cuerpo dijo, ¿sabes qué? ¿Te acuerdas?
¿Te acuerdas, maldito?
¿Te acuerdas, maldito? De esa vez que te aventaste del cierro, del machorro. Y tú dijiste, no, qué machine, no pasa nada. Ahí te va. Ahí te, ya sabes que ya no quiero lidiar contigo. It's when your body literally does not want to put up with you. Yeah. When your body doesn't want to put up with you, it's like,
nah.
Okay. That's a step one. And I'm definitely there, man.
But we've bought in supplements.
Sí, no, ya compramos el collagen.
We're taking collagen, Simón, for our joints.
Simón.
Desde ahorita, porque yo no quiero andar en mis 45, 50s y apenas. No, now. Now is the time.
Ya no, me estiro más de vez en cuando porque, o sea, I've noticed that que si no me estiro, I never used to stretch, ever. I never,
it's
ever
used to
stretch.
It's very important for you to stretch, babe.
Ahora, si no me estiro, como, like, even when I'm just teaching sentado, like, si no me estiro, if, like, lo siento en todo lugar, dude, then it's the worst. So, yeah, I mean, chances are, if you're feeling this, like we're feeling this literally.
If you're listening to this and you're younger, aguas.
Sí, ya sé. I know. Be probably kind. Like some chamacos que lo están escuchando and like,
be kind to your bodies.
Yeah. Be kind to them, man, because they're not going to want to put up with you all the time. Se van a cansar. Y cuando se cansen, out of nowhere, va a ser cuando tú lo menos esperes.
Yeah.
Y te va a doler, bro. That's like the one thing. I want to say that another sign para nosotros is that our priorities started becoming different.
Yes.
They really did. When we mentioned in this podcast that we were 21, we mentioned how, like, you know, we were very social. I mean, we're still social.
Okay, pero mira, nosotros regresamos de nuestra luna de miel and that next day we had people over our house.
Right.
And we always had our friends here and every weekend we were doing something. And now it's like, I mean, COVID, right? But like, quiero decir, in the last year, it's really calmed down.
Yeah, it really
has. Our socializing.
Like, lo hemos dedicado strictamente a familia and people that are like super, super close to us. Pero in regards to like having the need to hang out with a lot of people, that has gone down dramatically. Antes, yeah, it's true. Antes no. Antes íbamos to like get togethers y todo eso. Yeah. And we literally look forward to it. Yeah. It's not that we never enjoyed it. It's just that ahora, it's like, you know, it sounds cliche, dude. Soy el viejillo de ese cliche ya. Ya soy el señor Juárez, que está diciendo.
Don.
El Don Jesse, que está diciendo que, like, my time is valuable, man. I'm
Our
running.
Energy.
I am running out of time.
So I think you get to an age where, like, you prioritize where your energy goes.
100%.
And so it's like, kind of like, okay. Ya mi energía, ya no la quiero hacer spend haciendo X cosa, ¿no?
Yeah.
I want to do this instead.
Yeah, because you don't, first of all, you don't bounce back the same.
No.
Like, not too long ago, we hung out with our friend in Zoom, and we went to sleep late, dude. We went to sleep, like, at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to sleep at 1 in the morning for hanging out with Red?
I can't remember.
Even though this wasn't a literal physical hangout, we were still hanging out, right?
Sí,
like, you
sí.
know? And we had a drink, y eso, and, like, todavía, like, with one drink, primeramente. First of all, Okay.
It was one drink.
One drink, primeramente. Like, you know, like 20-year-old me, me daría vergüenza looking at 30-year-old me, saying, este guy, one drink, en serio. That's literally all it took for me to be like, yeah, me está dando sueño, you guys. Ya me está dando el sueñito. Y by 1 a.m, nos fuimos a dormir, and then I had to go to work the next day. I did not wake up the same, man. I remember waking up con toda la energía del mundo with 5-6 hours, Simón. Y ahora, if I don't get my full 8 hours or 9 hours, I'm cranky. Like, no estoy de humor.
You were already pretty much cranky. Like, if you don't nap at your 3 o'clock, COVID made you that way too.
No le eche la culpa al COVID, pobrecito.
No, no es cierto, sí. Siempre ha sido así. Jesse needs to nap, people. If he hasn't napped. Okay, porque a cierta edad, como que quieres salir con tus amigos, cool, nada pasa.
You sacrifice your sleep, ¿no?
Llegas como a los 25 and you gotta nap.
You gotta. Or you gotta sleep more.
You still want to go out with your friends because, you know, you still want to do that and you're cool and like going out and doing all these things. But for me, I had to nap before. Like, vamos a salir a las 9. Okay, a las 7. From 7 to 8, I need a nap. Mm-hmm. And then from 8 to 9, get ready. And then 9, vamos. You know?
Yeah.
But now it's just kind of like, I gotta be in bed by this time.
Oh, man. I remember when we would go like, like, first of all, nunca fuimos muchos a concerts, pero like the idea when we got invited and they're like, okay, vámonos. Y nos íbamos como a las 9 de la noche. Dude, a las 9 de la noche. ¿Tú crees la locura? Agarrando apenas camino.
Una vez, digamos.
Agarrando apenas camino.
Agarramos la fila como a las que 2, 3 de la mañana.
No, espérate, I'm not even there yet. Espérate, I'm not even there yet. Espérate. Cuando llegamos al lugar, dude, y luego para que digan, like, hey, ¿cuándo empieza el concierto? Pues iba a empezar como a las 11:30, pero los datos no llegan, así que había como a la medianoche iba a empezar el concierto, dude.
Have you seen that TikTok? ¿A qué hora reparten la comida?
No. ¿Qué dice?
It's just, supposedly they're in a club, ¿no?
Okay.
We've never been to clubs. So it's like, ¿a qué hora reparten la comida? And then the person responds, no, aquí hay pura bebida. And you're like, excuse me.
Ah, por eso sí hicimos antes del concierto. We had to eat first.
Well, yeah.
Because si no, yo no iba a aguantar.
Nah, dude.
¿Sabes qué? Maybe that's like, I mean, I know for a fact that that's a big reason que nosotros are okay with the señorismo because we've kind of always been old people on the inside.
100%.
Tú especially, dude.
Don't put your finger at
tú
me.
Tú eres like, tú, what? You were at doña levels at 17, dude.
I can admit to that. Guilty, yes. Anyone who knew me at 17 closely, yes.
Y yo, like, you know, even though I consider myself more social than you, mm-hmm. pero I'm really, really good at being like at home and just doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to go out to get my, like, I don't know, social life thing going. Some people need that, you know? Some people need You're, to.
I think you need it.
No, pero like I need to hang out with people. Pero some people need to go and party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo nunca ocupaba like eso, you know? So the few times that we did do it, I mean, it was fun, sure. Would I do it again? Probably not. So one of the biggest things that I love when the fuimos a ver the Killers is that they were so on time.
Oh, yeah. They were punctual. Nada de que vamos a empezar a las 9, pero JK, llegamos a medianoche y apenas vamos a empezar.
Ellos dijeron que a las 9 empezaron, a las 9 empezaron así.
Y se acabó a las...
¿A qué hora se acabó? ¿Como a las 11?
Almost midnight.
Almost midnight, yeah. Mm-hmm. A reasonable time.
For a concert, reasonable.
I think so. Dude, acuérdate, Migos was going to play right after them, remember?
Migos was on at 3 a.m. And we're like, bye.
That's why they mumble rap, man. Because who raps fully at 3 in the morning? You know, I that's mean, why they're like, hey, what's up, man? Amigo. In between yawns, you know? That's why they mumble rap.
But that's why they, ¿cómo es? They sleep all day, stay up all night, babe.
¿Sabes qué? Like, good luck with
a
that.
A mí no me la juegan, they nap.
¿Tú crees?
Oh, sí.
You think Migos llegaron al señorismo?
They nap and, oh, for sure. Especially with everything they put in their bodies, they age themselves pretty fast.
Especially Offset, right? Like, I think he hits the off button every now and then. He has to.
I don't know.
He really does. A las 3 de la mañana iba a empezar el Migos. No se me olvida, dude.
Todos los que fuimos al Killers concert, yeah, there was kids, you know? Like,
The well, killer, see, because the they came with their parents.
Yeah. So, todos ya agarraditos de las manos. Nos salimos. There was no, like, weird, like...
It was one of the most wholesome concerts we've gone to.
So wholesome.
Yeah.
Nadie se peleó en el parking lot. Nadie. Todos salimos in an orderly fashion.
Sí.
Para que entraran los...
Yeah, not even Enanitos was that wholesome.
What do you mean?
Enanitos Verdes?
Oh,
in Boston?
That, yeah.
Even there, the people were more like, you know, y pues, que pues, que tú que miras, you know what I mean? Like,
otra cosa, cuando fuimos al Killers concert, ¿dónde nos sentamos, amor?
We sat in the handicap section.
We sat in the handicap section, so nobody messed with us. I had space.
We had chairs.
I had a comfy chair.
Quedamos así como que like, ay, mira, pues aquí, ah, sí, mira, muy bien, ahí está el escenario, y mira, las luces no están tanto en tus ojos para que no te duela tanto y pues así puedes, ah, sí, puedes disfrutar.
So yeah. We were there early.
We were.
and the House of Blues in Boston, it was wild, man. It was fun. It was a different vibe.
Yeah, it really was.
A different vibe, pero ya, si nos sentamos arriba y like, the people were older,
yeah.
Right? Because like, enanitos
and ahí eran hombres, doñas.
Hey, ahí había doñas y dones y señoras y señores.
Mm-hmm.
And us.
Somewhere in the middle, you know? So, I mean, that would say that's our second one. De que, like, por ejemplo, if you are, you know, prioritizing different things. Antes, for us, it was really, really the socializing, you know, kind of being there for everybody. And now we really prioritize our time, like
our
energies, our dogs, absolutely. Like, lo que son nuestras responsibilities that we have with work, you know, with our spiritual activity, y of course our hobbies, like that really encompasses everything. Y now we reach the point de que si no tenemos el tiempo ni las energías y mucho menos el deseo, we're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Así que that's number two right there. Number three, diría que another sign de que estás entrando en tu señorismo fuera de que when other people begin calling you señor or señora. Now, granted, this can happen at many different ages, diría yo.
Sí.
Your age will vary cuando eso sucede.
Yeah.
A ti te llamaron señora faster que a mí me llamaron señor.
How dare they?
Yeah, it was a lot faster for you.
I think this is a double standard moment.
Why?
Because I mean, like, the first, bueno, siento como que no me dijeron señora, like, flat out.
Mm-hmm.
Me llamaron de usted.
¿Te llamaron de usted?
Yes.
So, okay, hold on. So, it's interesting que you're okay with accepting your señorismo, but you're not cool with being called usted.
I was 20.
Oh, okay. All right, that might be different.
You're telling me to go back to the first time, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, I was 20.
Yeah, that might, okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was a little shooketh. Ahorita, it's fine, you know?
See, if someone calls you usted right now, it's okay?
See, I understand.
Mm.
And then I have, like, not the friendliest face when I'm out and about.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people are also scared to offend me, so they just call me usted.
For, like, respect or fear?
I think fear. pero I was 20 porque, pues, and we might talk about this later on, but because I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got married at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Fui a la casa de una amiga who, you know, had at the time, I want to say he was like 14 or 15,
yeah.
Her son. And she's like, you know, an older family friend. And he was like, oh, sí, aquí está lo que mi mamá me encargó para usted. Or something like that. I was picking something up and he said, usted, to me.
At 20.
And I'm only 4 or 5 years older than him.
At your prime.
Exactly. And I was like.
Yeah, being called usted on your prime is not really something flattering.
And I reacted. I mean, I wasn't being mean, I don't think. But I was like, ay, no me digas usted. I was like, are you serious? I'm not that much older than you. And he got like kind of red and like embarrassed because I called him out. And then his mom started laughing. He's like, ay, es que como estás casada, you know, like, it's just like a thing.
Es el término de respeto que se
yes.
Da.
And I was just like, please don't. And I understand que, la, que hay gente que ofende si les dices, si les dices usted, porque sienten como que usted es más formal que tú, which it is. And sometimes like, I know, tú te ame, right? Like, llámame de tú, even though they're older, but they want like esa confianza, like de que we're not informal, we're casual with each other. So dime de tú, even though, you know, they're older than me.
You know, it's funny because like we were like in a service meeting via Zoom, of course, because due to COVID, everything is via Zoom. And there was a friend that was calling, you know, all the other brothers in the congregation. He was like, oh, bien, usted. And one of them was like, dígame tú, come on, don't call me usted. He was joking, of course, yeah. Right? And then he's like, no, pues se lo digo de respeto. And then he mentioned something like, adiós le dices tú. And I was like, oh, he's got a point there, you know?
He's got a point.
But when I pray, like, I don't call God usted, legal.
Some people do, but not everybody.
Right. So
it's like, because it's a bond. It's a bond. You have a relationship with God.
So not only is it like a term of respect, but it's also a term of formality. That kind of adds like this. Oh, si no soy bien con, like, if I'm not really bonded to you, I'll call you señor, señora, usted. You know what I mean? Especially in Spanish, ¿verdad? Like, of course, English is a bit more.
Yeah.
Seems like every time I speak English, it's a bit more less formal que diga, más casual.
Sí.
And usually when we speak Spanish, like full-on Spanish, not Spanglish como estamos hablando ahorita, like when we're speaking full-on Spanish, it's because we're usually in a more formal conversation.
With strangers or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Así que for that reason, we'll use the titles a lot more, you know, pero... Sí. When I first got called señor, I actually, it was weird, man. Like.
I don't know the story. Tell.
It's honestly when I started working at the county health department. I started working at the health department and.
You were like 24.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I wasn't 20 like you, dude.
Yeah, first of all. Pero mira, nobody called you señor at 22 when you got married.
No, nobody. In fact, it wasn't, like I said, until I worked at the county health department that I got called sir for the first time. It's must.
Sir? Here's the thing. Sir?
Yeah, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, first it was sir, you know, and then Mr. shortly after. But, you know, primeramente, yo nunca tuve, like people always kind of knew my age. But even when I was a kid, you know how some kids like have the, you know, ay, el Luisito, ay, el Carlosito, you know, like.
El Jorjito.
The ito part.
Yeah.
You nunca tuve un ito. I was itoless.
You had no nickname. You had no ito.
Ni nickname, ni apodo, ni ito. O sea, like, yo no tenía nada de eso. You know, so I was always Jesse. You know, I was like, oh, el Jesse. Mm-hmm. So it was always a very casual way of referring to me. You know, never by my last name, always by my first name. And even when I worked at places, you know, anywhere I worked, it was always like, oh, hi, I'm Jesse. Hi, how's it going?
Well, before you worked at the county, you were... And you were a waiter.
Yeah.
Catering.
Exactly.
Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no need for anybody to call you by your last name.
No, or sir, or anything like that, yeah. Right? And I was always, when I was working, I was typically the youngest one.
Yes.
Working there.
Yeah.
Y pues eso ya se está acabando.
Dude.
Ya se está acabando.
That should have been another one.
So let's just add it in there.
I'm no longer the youngest chick in the county.
Well, you are no longer the youngest employee in your workplace. Ooh. Se nos cayó el water bottle. It's okay. When you're no longer the youngest employee at the workplace.
Sorry. TikTok is taking over my life. I saw a TikTok where it's like when you live with someone that has a hydro flask, literally that sound is like everywhere in the video. It's so funny.
We're super extra here, you guys. Aquí es puro hydro flask life. Si no, no. If it's not on a hydro flask, I send it back. ¿Cómo estáis? You know, like... If you're not the youngest person in the health place that you're contigo, if you're not the youngest in the workplace,
uh-huh.
Simone, chances are you're reaching cigarismo. Andale. Yeah. So in mi caso, like since I was typically the youngest,
shoot.
Fast forward to the county when they moved me to the STD clinic.
Uh-huh. Family clinic, Jesse.
A family planning clinic. STD clinic. When I was like in that clinic, it was for the first time. I've dealt with younger patients before, pero. In the family planning clinic, I was dealing with 12, 13, 14-year-olds. You know?
And you're 6'2". I mean, for those of you who don't know, like Jesse's 6'2". So.
Yeah. So even though, like, I wasn't really an adult yet, because at 24, like, come on, let's be honest, you know?
You're not an adult.
I wasn't adulting yet. My brain wasn't even fully developed, you know? Eso pasa después de los 25. Y antes de eso... When I was having like, you know, 15-year-old kids, tanto men and women, 15-year-old, you know, boys and girls walking into the clinic, there were some that'd be like, it was one, the first time I got called, sir, it was by a boy.
Okay.
Walking in and he wanted contraception. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo la ves? Mm-hmm. And he's like, sir, I have a question for you. And I was like, sir, like,
oh no.
I was like, sir, excuse me. Like, you know, the question didn't faze me. It was completely inappropriate. Like, you know, with every body part that you can imagine. But that wasn't the part that fazed me. What fazed me was the fact that this dude, viene y me dice, sir. And I was like, what? No lo puedo superar, you know? I was like, what? I felt like I wasn't like all of a sudden in a position of authority, of a power, of prominence. And I'm like, I'm not ready for this, man. Like, what are you talking about?
No.
Like, I was less ready for the title, sir, than whatever he wanted to do with said contraceptives. Así de tripiado estaba by the time this person called me, sir.
Yeah.
I know. I'm triggered just thinking about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then shortly after that, you know, they said, Jesse, no more working in the family planning clinic. That's too awkward, right? Like, do you want to do a more normal job? And I was like, I sure do. And that's when they sent me as a health educator to talk about, you know, abstinence and safe sex and all that stuff when it comes to the high schools.
Yeah.
And there, that's when I first started getting the title officially as Mr. Juarez.
Mm-hmm.
And that was weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first, because I wasn't a teacher, I didn't want to be called that. So I would kind of use my first name. Yeah, you know, I didn't feel like worthy of it, you know? So, pero yeah, con el tiempo, the more you hear it,
yeah,
the more you get used to it, the less of a big deal it becomes.
So when I started teaching nutrition, I was not, todavía no me cambiaba el apellido a Juárez. I was still López. And so I didn't want the kids to call me
Mrs. Lopez,
because I had like a bad experience in elementary school with one of my teachers who was Mrs. Lopez. So I was like, nah, I can't do that. But I can't legally say I'm Mrs. Juarez because that's not my name. And I, you know, on my tag thing, on my name tag, it's like Lopez. So I just had the kids call me Miss Jessica.
And you were cool with that?
M.S.
Miss Jess.
M.S. dot Jessica.
You didn't want to throw the Mrs. out there yet.
No, because I think it's weird.
How's it weird?
What do you mean? The M.R.S.?
Yeah.
Siento como que eso es de señora.
But you're okay with señora. That's what you're saying.
I was 22 when I started working at the county.
I keep forgetting that you're young, bro.
I was the youngest at the time working at the county. And so I no quería que los chamacos me dijeran Mrs. Juarez. So I was like, all right, Miss, or not, no quería que me dijera Miss Lopez. I couldn't, you know, have them call me Miss Juarez. So I was like, all right, Miss Jessica it is. And I mean, when you teach pre-K and kinder and, you know, like the younger grades, it's like, just, it's fine, you know, Miss Jessica. Unas maestras más adultas y más formales no les gustaba. Son de esas de que, aquí se le dice, you know, por apellido. And I'm like, no. I actually introduced myself as Miss Jessica and I'm okay with that. I prefer that. So, yeah.
And, you know, when I started teaching my first year, I think I was, 27?
Because
I've been teaching for like almost 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And like legit a teacher, you know, like an actual teacher. And I think it no me entró that I was cool with the title until my first field trip.
Okay.
Because my first field trip, I remember I had to wake up at 4 a.m. because the bus was coming in at 6.
Uh-huh.
And at like 5 a.m, I had to do a head count with these kids. And I was just, man, me hizo like a big old epiphany, dude. Como que like, oh, I'm responsible for these kids, dude. Si este vato se muere ahorita,
yes,
it is my fault.
Yes.
Yo soy el que tengo que responder por este chamaco, mm-hmm, si se le antoja irse a morir ahorita. You know what I mean? Like, And that's when I was like, okay, the title Mr. Juarez is okay because, you know,
I'm in charge.
I am in charge of these dudes right now. And
see, when people start like leaving or letting their kids under your care for a long period of time.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Ya estás entrando, señor. Señora.
Yeah.
That señorismo right there. 101.
I think I was 18 when that happened to me. And I was like, what? I didn't sign up for this.
So basically what I'm getting with you is like, you know how people are sometimes like the early bloomers, like into puberty?
Uh-huh.
You're like the reverse, you know, like you're early bloomer.
What do you mean?
Into señorismo, you know, like.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like you started early con tu señorismo.
Yo no manejo rápido. Yo, a mí me encanta la avena en la mañana. And todo el tiempo, like...
You don't like loud noises or loud music.
I don't like loud music. Esos restaurantes que son puros ponchis.
Sí.
I don't like. Okay, anybody and anyone who has ever taken me or invited me to Buffalo Wild Wings, if I was there, I was not happy. Mm-mm. If I decline, it's because I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's too loud. And so también like my friends, like their parents would be like, ay, Jessica. Like when we would go to the movies or something, I think cargo a fulano, fulana. And I'm like, oh, bro, like we're the same age or he's like a month older than me, you know?
Yeah, why am
like,
I in charge of this person?
Why am I in charge of everybody? Because they're like, ay, es que en ti confiamos, you know? Because I guess I was always level-headed at some point.
You always kind of carry that señora energy on you, you know?
I was, I guess, I mean...
That's a cool t-shirt idea right there. Señora energy.
Señora energy.
That's what you carry, baby. That's probably the vibe people pick. Like, esta chica tiene energía de señora. Like, me está dando señora vibes.
There's just
vibes.
Some people like that. I feel like our should we say her name in the podcast?
Who?
I feel like Patty's like that.
Oh, yeah. She's señora.
Señora energy. We're young, but you know what?
Señora Patricia.
La gente nos confía. Somos confiables, somos puntuales, somos responsables, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Which makes sense why you got called that a lot sooner than I did.
Yeah, and a lot of people actually thought that I was older, always older than my age. And I feel like I'm finally catching up to the age that feels me.
Yeah, now I'm definitely like, okay, like, yeah, estoy al punto de que, like, I don't mismatch my socks as much anymore. You know, like, I keep up with half of my appointments.
Jesse. That is so true.
What?
Te estás, pero mira, no es cierto. De los calcetines no es cierto.
¿Cómo que no es cierto? Claro que es cierto.
No es cierto porque yo tiré todos tus calcetines que tienen patterns y te compré puros negros.
Yo compré puros negros.
No, yo te compré puros negros.
Yo compré puros negros, especialmente ahorita que íbamos a regresar para la escuela. What did I buy?
Oh, you mean those ones.
Sí.
No, I'm talking about like your fancy ones, like your taller ones.
Sí. Those? I mean, those are black too.
Exactly. But yeah. So you can't say that you don't no longer mix match porque ya no tienes.
I don't mismatch as much. Es lo que estoy diciendo.
It's like you can't say that because I was so tired, guys. I was so tired. El Jesse con un calcetín azul y el otro rojo with a different pattern. Like, it's not even cute. It's not even a statement. It's just you're pure lazy.
And you would think that my underwear would match at least one of them. Y nail tampoco.
So then I was like, you know what? I'm tired. Like, I'm tired of this. Y luego haciendo laundry, trying to like find the socks, you know? So I got rid of most of his socks. Y le compré puros negros. And then the tall ones and the shorter ones you bought también negros. So, ya estuvo.
Pero de perdida no tengo como like one tall, one short. You know what I mean?
I treat you like a colorblind person, you know? Like just neutrals.
And I'm okay with that. So ya estoy en ese punto. I don't mismatch my socks as much. You know, like I'm more slightly more responsible. And for that reason, like, now I feel like que me cae bien the whole being referred to as Mr. Not because it carries any special authority. I've never been, you know, caring for that. But now it's like, okay. Like,
ay, pero los chamacos te dicen Juárez, no te dicen Mr. Juárez.
No, los que no me conocen at first cuando empiezan es Mr. Juárez. On the emails, siempre, Mr. Juárez, you know? Yeah, cuando son mi levels twos and we're on a field trip and they're like, then when it's curfew and I'm like, hey, where are you? You know, yeah, it's like, Juárez, estoy aquí. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, más casual, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, that's definitely, when people start calling you that, for Jessica, it was a lot younger. Now it makes sense. For me, it was older.
Mm-hmm.
Now it makes sense. Pero cuando eso sucede, that's another sign right there. Yo diría que otro es when you inexplicably, out of nowhere, call somebody mijo or mija.
Dude.
Let's talk about it.
I want to say the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, I started saying that. And I've been teaching since I was 22, but I never felt como esa necesidad, esa como like gut feeling, como, is there a translation for gut feeling?
Ese sentimiento en el estómago.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Que corre del estómago al pecho.
Pero no es un fart.
No es un pedo. Es a gut feeling es como un sentimiento dentro de tu ser.
Inexplicable.
Que dice, esto es lo que es.
Ajá.
Wow, that's the best translation ever.
Yo nunca sentí ese sentimiento para decirle a los niños o a las niñas con las que yo estaba teaching, mijo o mija.
Dude, yo menos. Like, I hated kids.
y no me gusta que me digan mija. Like, you know, hay parejas que, like, entre ellos se dicen eso. Like, mijo, pásame esto. Like, that's fine if that's what you agreed with, but please don't call me that.
You need my consent before you can call me mija.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, have you ever called me that?
I've never called you mija, no.
No.
But that's weird. First of
all, it doesn't even translate right.
First of all, yeah, because mija means mi hija or mi hijo, which is my son, my daughter.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But in Spanish, we join the word and it's mija.
Mija.
M-I-J-A or M-I-J-O.
And it, like, for some people make it flow so naturally. Oh, right?
Yeah. Some people have that vibe.
Yeah. And like, they get away with it. Like, they call anybody mijo or mija.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. And no sé, para mí nunca se me hizo, like, first of all, I don't want to own anybody. Like, I don't want to take ownership as I'm the father figure in this relationship, you know?
Yeah, because we're not.
God, no. No. No, I'm far from it. If anything, like, you know.
We don't even have kids in ourselves.
That's too much of a commitment already with another individual, mm-hmm. you know? Me mm-hmm. saying mijo and establishing myself as a father figure was no. But I've actually said it before.
Me too.
When was the time that you said it the first time?
I was in a school and it was my English learning class.
Mm.
So sentí como que no sabía ni qué. Es que la cosa es que miras tantos chamacos, you know, as like, I don't have a classroom on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I go to different schools, different classrooms, different age groups. And ese año, me imagino que fue el año pasado. Creo que, I want to say que fue el año pasado que me pasó. And I could not remember everybody's names, you know? I had too many classrooms. And I'm usually really good with names, but this new classroom, and so it was mija, la niña. I don't really say mijo. I think I say mija más. And I wanted her attention, or I needed her to help me with do something. I don't know what was happening, but I said it. I said mija. And ever since then, it comes out more.
So, like, ya cuando haces break ese barrier, all the floodgates open and the word just starts flowing more naturally.
Yeah, and it's not that bad.
You know,
it doesn't feel that cringy.
I've said it once and it was in a very controlled setting.
Oh, wow.
And it was to a very specific person. And I'm okay with saying it to that person. I don't think I'm okay with saying it to many others. Okay. And it was with Isaiah.
Really?
Yeah, it was with Sai.
Oh.
I called him mijo, you know?
Congratulations, Sai.
I know.
You are Jesse's first mijo.
Yeah. And I think, like, hopefully he's the only one that slips out.
Does he know
out.
What that means?
I don't know. I don't even know if he caught it. You know, like, it just kind of came naturally. And that's why I kind of allowed it. You know, I allowed it to happen because I was
I like, don't think I would call our nephews that.
And I was like, hey, mijo, ¿qué piensas? You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, me salió cada muy natural. So I was just like, all right. I haven't said it again ever since that one time, you know?
Uh-huh.
Pero ya salió. It's out there.
Like, it's kind of like when you told Jenny you loved her for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Pobrecita.
Our niece.
Yeah.
You just weird them out, man.
I just dropped this emotional bomb on them out of nowhere. And they're like, what am I supposed to do with this, man?
Like, it's because they don't even call you Uncle Jesse.
No, they don't.
You're just Jess.
Yeah.
You know, you're just Jess. Oh, that's your nickname, Jess.
That's not even, no. That's not, no.
That's like a lazy version of Jesse. But yeah, I don't think I would ever call our nephews mijo or mija.
Yeah, that's how it happened. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's the one time.
I call stranger kids mijo or mija.
What? That's weird.
Because I don't know their names.
Okay, this is what I do. I call them chamaco, chamacas.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
I do that to my students a lot.
You did that to me the other day and I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
You already call me whatever you call our dog.
I don't call you what I call my dog.
You call me.
You're such a liar, dude. Don't seas mentirosa.
Las mismas palabras y caricias, tátanos. Las mismas caricias y palabras que le dices a la Nayobi y me dices a mí.
No sé cuál es el problema, primeramente, because, like, la gente sigue diciendo that love is love, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, el amor es el amor. Así que si yo estoy diciendo palabras de amor a mi perro, como que, like... Oh, mama. Oh, you're so cute.
You call her, hey, ma.
Hey, ma. How you doing, babe? Like, you know, y si a ti te digo, hi, ma. How you doing, babe? O sea.
También voy a responder.
Sí.
Pero la cosa es que ella también se vuela. So then she comes.
Yo tengo amor a las dos, así que no es mi culpa que suenen muy similar, you know?
Pero por favor, no me vuelvas a decir chamaca.
You know that I am only committed to one, right? I'm married to you, but I'm only committed to one.
Her. Porque you make sure that her meals are always there.
Oh my God, no, dude. Está escuchando, Nayobi. Está escuchando sobre esto.
She's right there.
Oh, she's so cute.
Okay, pues.
Chamaco, chamaca is as far as I go. My dad's kind of like me putting into authority or into verbal agreement that, okay, I'm the adult in this room, so therefore,
but
this
is what I call the word you. Chamaco mean?
Chamaco?
To me, it's like a squinkle.
Ándale.
It's like, they're not. They're teenagers.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's God, I don't even know. That's a good thing. That's a good question.
We need to call Ana Quesada for this.
Yeah, what does chamaco actually mean?
Our Spanish Mexican culture vibe check.
Sí, so it's like, como que like, ¿de dónde viene esto?
Yeah, she knows all the answers.
Pues viene del natual y acá no se agarra. So, yeah, I have no idea what chamaco or chamaca means. And I would say that the last sign de que estás entrando en señorismo is when you kind of reach a certain level of stability, whether it's like a financial stability, mental stability. Cuando ya estás, te sientes más estable la cosa.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good sign right there.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were newlyweds, I mean, obviously from the fact that everything was brand new to us, every experience, the good, the bad, the lack of having anything. But cuando llegamos to our house, I mean, we were newlyweds in every sense of the word. We've never owned a house before. And we move in together for the first time ever after we're married. And no tenemos nada, like ni mesa teníamos para comer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We ate, I think, out of a bench, like an outdoor bench for like, I want to say 6 months to almost a year.
Yeah, fun times.
Yeah, so everything that we had to buy, it was like, it was a lot of expenses. Like, you know, like the fridge to an actual dining table to like the appliances.
What are you talking about? We had a fridge.
I know, but like it was, todos esos eran costos. You know what I mean? Like,
sí, gastos.
Gastos, pues, yeah. And I felt like, now, especially this year, like we bought in some things, sure, pero no se comparan a los gastos of starting
a life
together. Yeah, you know, now I look at my house and it's really hard for me to think of what else I need, because we hardly we don't need anything, honestly.
Yeah.
¿Qué ocupamos en verdad?
Nothing.
Yeah.
We've been very blessed.
Absolutely. You know, obviously that's a blessing in itself, and I think when you reach that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain it. God, I wish I could explain it verbally better than what I'm explaining it right now, pero like, no sentimos de que carecemos de algo.
Ni estar muy endeudados, you know?
I feel
like that, we've been through that too.
We've been through that. We've been through our debt phase.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're, you know, paid off in debt and we've made some money moves that have turned out pretty good so far, not bad, right? Like, you know, we're in a position where we're like, okay, like honestly, si quisiéramos realmente, like, shoot for a kid, like,
yeah,
it's more viable, you know?
Yo estoy así como, yo no lo pienso más mucho así, yo lo pienso como que ya tenemos que llevar el carro a agarrar su maintenance y no ando así como que, like, where is the money kind of come from? You know? We're like, oh, we budgeted for this.
Yeah.
Because we know that it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this is what you know, it's a necessity.
See.
And it's not like before where it was like a necessity, but we still didn't really have means.
See.
That to me is stability. De que, you know, oil change is coming up, tire rotation. Okay, cool. We have the money. I got to make the appointment. There.
Yeah. Like, for example, now our older car is gonna need tires soon, and we're just like, okay, let's go get tires.
Mm-hmm.
Si eso hubiera pasado like 5 years ago, it's like, no, mija, espérate, ese carro.
No lo muevas. Yeah.
You know, we're only gonna take it out when it's raining and there's less friction on the road.
Which is never here.
So like, the fact that estamos más estables en ese sentido, like, you know, and it's obviously money's not the key to everything, pero having that type of stability. And it's not that we make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's just that we've learned how to properly budget. And these are all things que aprendimos con experiencia, you know? And since we've lived life together for a while now, it's going to be 8 years in October.
Next month,
8 años. I mean, you have to learn a thing or two. If you're not picking up a thing or two, it's you're not. No quieres, de plano. You don't want to learn.
Yeah. But and then stability, like in I think mental.
Yes.
Stability also, porque como dijo Jesse, la ciencia dice que a los 25, después de los 25 es cuando tu cerebro, like, ya finally finishes adolescence and you really do feel a shift. I felt the shift at 25. I don't know about you, but I did feel a shift at 25 that I was like low key, like, ya no la puedes, ya no puedes andar con tus burradas, you know, con tus mensadas, porque ya estás vieja, you know, like, ya estás mm-hmm. grande, no estás vieja, pero ya estás grande. And you can't get away with certain immaturities anymore. And, you know, it's like now you've reached that level of like when you were 10, you were like, ay, a los 25, what am I going to be doing? You know? So I feel like mentally too, you do change and your maturity comes a little bit more solid.
Yeah, it really does, you know, and you feel like, obviously we feel that we don't know the answers to absolutely everything. No es como si no vamos a tener problemas y otras incertidumbres, you know, because eso siempre va a existir, right? Mm-hmm. Pero, like, regarding the mental stability también, a lot of it for us was kind of like our own spiritual journey that we had with it, you know?
Yeah.
Our goals that came with it and the effort that we took with it. And we're reaching the point where we're starting to see the fruits of those efforts, you know, which has led to everything that's been leading up to so far. That itself has been, I mean, really amazing. And I think everybody has their own journey to make when it comes to that, pero mm-hmm. once you see the frutos que eso trae and the benefits that that brings, and we can kind of, when it feels more tangible,
yeah.
Okay, now yeah. you know you're in another level.
Well,
you
that's
know?
Because now you're reaping, right? Andale. You're reaping what you sowed, so.
10, 15 years ago.
Exactly. ¿Cómo yeah. se dice en Spanish?
Está segando. Cosechando lo que
siembras.
Andale.
Right. So it's like it's just building blocks. Building blocks. And like you said, we're not perfect, right?
No, gosh, no.
By any means. Nailed we're it. Not perfect.
I don't know.
You live with a hormonally imbalanced person.
You live with a procrastinator. With a class A procrastinator.
Yeah.
This podcast goes on Monday. Son las 10 de la noche el domingo.
¿Qué les dije? El Jesse quiere hacer podcast a las 10 de la noche. Like, he, según, was not going to do this to me again. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Here we are.
But I think that it's okay to have señora attached to your name. Señor, right? It's fine. We're all going to get there at some point.
Yeah. And before we talk about that, I want to just talk about briefly
points
that are debatable.
That's right.
Factors that are debatable some people.
We posted on our Instagram, the .50FIFTY.
The 5050. Go check it out.
And I asked, we asked, right? Like what age or I mean, we put the age, but then people started getting creative with their answers, which is so fun. Do you consider, you know, someone to be a señor or señora? And there were some that I was like, okay, bro. Mm.
Yeah. And this is like some that are kind of debatable. Like, you know,
no, I feel like it's people that we know and they just wanted to like come at me.
Only because you have this factor. I don't think necessarily qualifies it or makes it so. Por ejemplo, one was like getting married, ¿verdad? Now, okay. If you want to be.
Actually, we had two.
A ver, what's one of them?
Cuando te casas.
Cuando te
we
casas,
had two
¿verdad?
People say, cuando te casas.
Now, formally, sí, ¿verdad? Because para muchos en la cultura, that's kind of what it is. Pero en cuanto the feeling of it, like, let's be honest, some people se están casando bien plebes, dude. Machine.
Sí, nosotros.
Hey.
Plebes.
Eso es otro verdes.
Chamaco, escuincle, plebe. I think it's all in the same.
Sí. Same realm?
Same realm.
So only because te casas, like, you know, yeah, I guess formally you were no longer a single woman, right? It is. Maybe technicamente a señora, but dude, we were kids, man. We were not the same people that we are today.
No.
So, éramos plebes en todo sentido de la palabra. Y por esa razón, like,
yes,
I want to say that factor is as debatable.
Yes.
I'll debate it.
I will say no.
Another one that I'll say is that your age. I think that your age is, it could be a factor, but even that is not necessarily a thing that you're like, oh, because you're this age, eres señor, eres señora. Because you always see like, if Señorita Laura, who is like,
oh my God.
Hey, I'm telling you, if Señorita Laura, who's like an ancient relic, la pobre doña at this point.
Es un fósil.
Es un fósil. And she can still go and call herself Señorita. Y también la bruja del 71 from El Chavo del Ocho. ¿Te acuerdas when every time they would call her Señora, she would get so mad. She'd be like, Señorita, you know?
She was straight up old.
And she was straight up old. If these old you know, dueñas can do it, then obviously this thing is subjective, you know?
Very much.
Very much so. Así que I don't think that there's a necessarily an age threshold.
A lot of people said 30 and 40.
And you know what? We're 30. We're 30. I'm 30. And I feel like, yeah, sure. I'll, you know, give me the señor title. Sale. No problem.
I don't think it. Well, yeah.
And I know people that are like over 50 and they're like, nail, dude. No me diga señora. No me diga señora. Like, that's my father. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but eso digo, like, I don't think age is necessarily a deciding factor when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
So you agree with me?
Do I not think that age is a deciding? No, and there's some people, honestly, like, there's some people who are way older than me who are still very social and want to be social. And you know what I'm saying? Like they have such a young spirit that why would you, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you consider them any of these 5 points that we talked about?
Yeah, for sure. I think the last one that I posted here was maybe your social status. And I mean, like, maybe your work status, because I know that Don, Doña is kind of like for someone that's kind of like the boss of something, right? It's a very prestige.
Is that what Google said to you?
Yes, that's what it said. At least in Spain, you know, or like, you know, in otras partes de Mexico, like, oh, Don Carlos era porque él era el dueño de la del rancho. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he owned parcelas. Oh, he owned land.
De ahí vino la novela, yo soy la dueña.
Ándale.
Oh, dang.
So, a eso voy, you know, pero, I mean, there's all kinds of people who have no social status that we call doña, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or señor, señora, you know? So, I know people who are like in charge of companies and they don't carry that title with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a state of mind. It really is a way of how they carry themselves, you know? So only because eres el jefe de una empresa o algo doesn't necessarily going to make you or make you want to use that title on yourself or you use it on them. That's what I think,
yeah.
At the very least. You know, I mean, if you don't agree, if you guys are listening to us and you're like thinking, ni el caso, dude, I do not agree with you. Awesome. Tell me why. You know, tell us in the comments down below.
For sure.
Yeah. So those are kind of like our, ¿cómo se dice? Nuestros factores que digamos. That's what makes you a señora, señora. And if you agree with us, we want to know. But I think lastly, I think we just kind of want to end it in the sentido de que, you know, embrace your señorismo.
Embrace
your señor, your señora titles, man. Because honestly, you know, people are too afraid to age. I don't know why. People are too afraid to age. I welcome getting older.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
You're only going to get older once. You really are. Any way you think about it, any way you look at it, no matter what you believe in, you're only going to get older once.
Mm-hmm.
Así que enjoy it. Honestly, go out there and enjoy every phase. I enjoyed when I was a kid. I enjoyed that phase. I enjoyed my 20s.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this phase into my 30s, which is like, I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And I want to double down on those things. You know what I mean?
I love you in your 30s.
You love me more now in my 30s than when I was in my 20s?
Yes.
Let the record show.
First of all, the canas does it for me.
The canas does it?
Yeah, I really love your canas.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love that you don't mix match your socks anymore.
That's right.
And that you have responsibilities that you are now, ¿cómo se dice? Like stepping up to it, you know? Stepping up to the plate.
You like the fact that I'm busier.
Yeah, I'm a goal, dude. Like, yes.
You like the fact que tengo más responsabilidades.
I like that you have, ¿cómo se dice? Like
deadlines.
Tasks.
And, yeah.
That you have a to-do list and you actually check it off.
My goodness.
That kind of thing. I love that. But do you notice me?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You have, like, now your body is catching up to your state of mind because it is getting old. No, wait, that sounds wrong. Hold on.
Rephrase.
Let me... No, like, you are coming into your years. I think it's going to be like your... We thought that our 20s were our prime years. I don't think so.
No.
I think these 30s are our prime right
30s
here.
Are the new 20s, Jesse.
Yo. Aunque todo me truena como la matraca. Oye. Oye, just listen.
That's not normal, dude.
That is not normal. This is just my knuckles.
Did you take your vitamins today?
No.
Ah, pues por eso.
Ah, pues ahí está. You know, guys, enjoy each phase. You know, like that's what I would say. Enjoy it. I'm looking forward to this phase right here. Así que if you are entering into a señor, señora, if that's what you are right now, that's our advice to you. Enjoy the phase because ya se te va a ir. Así que while you're enjoying it, you know, as everything that a señora, señora does, tú hazlo, diviértete, baila todas las rolas como si fuera cumbia, no hay problema.
Dude, yes.
Do it. You know, sal de la casa siempre con un suéter, no matter what weather it is.
No matter what anybody tells you.
Do it, do it, do it. Ve y cotorrea con todas las doñas, you know, con todas las otras señoras en el súper. Go do it.
Do it.
Y cuando te pregunten, ah, ¿y qué vas a cocinar? Give them the most elaborate dish, always.
I give me so much anxiety.
Always give them the most elaborate dish a las señoras que te preguntan, ¿y qué vas a cocinar, mijo o mija? Diles, like, what's elaborate?
For a... Si es una señora mexicana que te está preguntando,
sí,
dile que vas a hacer birria, que vas a hacer un menudo, que vas a hacer enchilada. Well, to me, enchiladas are elaborate because they're messy.
Dile que vas a hacer una milanesa empanizada.
Ajá.
Ándale. That's hardcore, bro.
Yeah.
Ándale.
Hardcore.
Give them something super elaborate para que no te hagan judge, porque esos son buenos.
If you're si es una americana que te pregunta, then just say you're baking. That's elaborate.
Hagan lo que hagan, digan lo que digan. We tell you guys, disfruten su señoría. And as always, everybody, we thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that was it for our latest episode of the 50-50 Un Spanglish podcast. Yeah, that was fun. We had a good time with this one, even though we're kind of doing it late. And I told you we're not going to do it late no more. Here we are doing it late.
Sí.
Disculpa. I blame my students. I blame the district.
No.
I blame COVID. Due to COVID. Dude, my dad is so tired of that excuse.
I am too, bro.
My dad's like, no, ya nomás con el COVID. Y si quieren lavar las manos todos. Como que like, oh. Like, ¿te dan mal servicio? Ah, pues el COVID. You know, like, oh, no llegó eso. Ah, pues el COVID. Ah, like, la comida no está lista. Ah, pues el COVID. Like, todo es el COVID.
No hice nada ahora por
el COVID. Ándale. And if you have enjoyed this episode, we ask you to go check out our website, the5050.com. That's THE-50. Oh, wait. It's not dot. THE-50FIFTY.com. Check out our Instagram. Hey, our Instagram was popping this week.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about our Instagram page, which is THE-50FIFTY, the 5050. What happened there?
So we asked people what age they thought, like, you enter señorismo, right? That you're considered a señora or a señor. And people came up with, like, the funniest thing.
Yeah, they really had some good responses there.
I want to say that this one's one of my favorites. They say, cuando en vez de comprar cerveza, compras leche y huevos porque hacen falta.
Dude, the priorities, man. Priorities, we talked about that.
Priorities change. Cuando ya sabes cuál es el cilantro y cuál es el perejil.
To this day, I have no idea what perejil is. So maybe I'm not there yet.
Parsley.
So why don't you just say parsley?
La hojita es diferente. You gotta look at the ridges.
The only perejil I know is that skit with Eugenio Derbez. La perejila.
Oh,
I always thought it was just a person.
No, it's an herb.
Oh, pues.
And somebody said 22 like Taylor Swift. God, no, 22 is young. Somebody said when you save a good cardboard box.
Like para enterrarte.
No, like a te llega un paquete and you're like, dang, this is a good box.
Like that's your box?
Like you save it just in case you need to put something in it later.
Your body?
No. Another one is cuando regresas a la casa por el suéter.
Ándale.
Sin que te digan.
Sí, cuando vas por el suéter para atrás on your own, like that's señor, señora levels right there. I think it's more señora than señor though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And once you're married. Oh, sí, cuando te hablan de usted. Those are funny.
Yeah, we used some of those here in this episode because they were some good responses.
Miss Ever Forever said, never.
Never. Miss Ever Forever said never.
I had to say it because it rhymed.
Thank you, Miss Ever Forever, for saying never.
So she's forever young.
Forever young. Miss Ever is forever young. Never, señora. All right, everybody. Well, you almost siempre, you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, you know, let your friends know. Come by on Instagram. Say hi. Give us a follow. Join the conversation. All that good stuff. And thank you all so much for listening to
The 50-50.